Our next story also features someone who helps migrants on their way through Mexico. It's also a story about a place just across Mexico's southern border with Guatemala, where some migrants know they'll be welcomed for a change. Amy Bracken takes it from there.
I'm getting a tour of a bare-bones hotel in the small border city of Tapachula. The manager is petite, 59 years old. She wears pink glasses and gold-colored teddy bear earrings.
Me llamo Concepción González Ramírez.
Concepción González Ramírez. She's from Mexico, but is known as Mama Africa.
Me dicen Mama Africa.
She's called that because the hotel, actually she, has become a destination for Africans and Haitians passing through. The hotel isn't that charming. Guests pay just $2.50 a night, and the walls are peeling and the room's basic, metal beds, plain furniture. In the lobby, there's a parrot in a cage. There's no sign for the hotel either. But still, African and Haitian migrants by the hundreds have found their way here.
Mucha gente me decía,
she says, I'm told people up the road start yelling out, Mama Africa, where's Mama Africa? There's a lull now, but earlier this year, Ramirez had 200 guests at a time. There are only 24 rooms, so some people slept on cardboard outside. She doesn't want to turn anyone away. And she helps out by taking sick guests to the hospital, buying medicine they can't afford, rubbing balm on travel-weary feet. Chichik Sebastiao arrived recently. He's from Angola. I ask him if Mama Africa is a fitting nickname for Ramirez.
Oui, oui.
Yes, yes, he says. I feel she is really like that, because African women are very nice women, very loving. We're really comfortable here, he says. He had already been living in Brazil, but for some Africans, a popular route to the U.S. is to first fly to South America and then head north. I also speak with Félix Michelet from Haiti. Like a lot of Haitians, he lived in Brazil, working construction ahead of the Olympics and the World Cup. When Brazil's economy weakened, he began making his way to the U.S. Michelet has been at Mama Africa's for several months, selling SIM cards to make enough money for the bus to Tijuana. I ask if he'll stay in touch with Ramirez. He says, Mama Africa is our mom. We're never going to let her go. Ramirez says former guests often text her, saying hello or reporting progress on their trip. She says her work is motivated by her Christian faith. She also says she doesn't know much about Africa, though she learned from guests how to make Ghanaian-style chicken. Ramirez might be famous around here, but she's not the only beacon for migrants in Tapachula. Across town, a dirt road dead-ends at Jesus Valenzuela's house.
Bonjour, hola.
This winter, Valenzuela and his family made space in their small home for guests. Valenzuela, a local cop, saw that Africans especially were being overcharged for bus tickets. He started helping them get a fair deal and offered up his home for a buck a night. Now up to 25 people stay here at a time, mostly Haitians. Valenzuela says he knows what his guests go through. I was in the United States. I've experienced what they're experiencing, he says. There are places where people help and places where they don't. So that's why I wanted to support and help them. Back at Mama Africa's, Ramirez shows me photos of guests who've touched her life. There's a picture of her daughter with hair cornrowed by a guest. She laughs but seems nostalgic. They've left, she says. They've left. For The World, Amy Bracken, Tapachula, Mexico.